Welcome to this week's Finance News Wrap. I'm your host, Paige Estrotori, on behalf of Financial Services Online, bringing you the latest industry updates. Let's begin by delving into our economic snapshot. Recent data unveils that we Australians have firmly tightened our purse strings due to the chill blowing across our economy. April's household spending indicator, shared by the Australian Bureau of Statistics, has shown far from promising growth. With a particular slowdown in discretionary sectors, it's clear that Australians' purse strings aren't as loose as they once were. To paint a more vivid picture, the Westpac's Card Tracker Index mirrors this trend, further illustrating the countrywide downturn in consumer activity. So, what does this mean in real terms? The erosion of consumer confidence directly equates to a faster decline in our real per capita spending when we adjust for inflation and population changes. Unfortunately, this isn't isolated to just a few areas. State data reveals a widespread decline, although the effects are marginally less severe in regions like the West Uplands. The financial landscape that emerges is the troubling reality of our recession. Without sugarcoating it, the relief we all are eagerly awaiting seems not to be within our immediate grasp. At Financial Services Online, we understand that these economical swings greatly impact both personal and business financial planning. Rest assured, our commitment to provide comprehensive guidance on the personal and business loan finance remains unwavering, even in the face of these challenging times. As we wrap up, remember, information is power. Stay informed, stay prepared, and certainly stay hopeful, Australia. We may be in the throes of a deepening recession, but the Aussie spirit of resilience shall keep us going. That's it for this week's Finance News Wrap. Please visit our website, financialservicesonline.com.au, for more financial guidance. I'm Paige Estrotori, signing off until next week.